Bobby's are Borange, episode 29. Last week on Bobby's are Borange, Oswald yelled at his computer, and Paula needs a new dress. This week, the Chosen Four will encounter ninja bunnies, sing with Taiwanese snake man playing monsters, and it's gonna rain. This week on...
Okay, so, what were you saying earlier, Pooh?
I was saying that these boxes are from my homeland of the Lamb. It floats up in the sky.
Well, if it's up in the sky, how are we gonna get there?
We can all teleport there.
But I can't teleport, remember? I lack, motivation. And I couldn't get into the teleportation program.
She needs a dongle.
Well, that's your problem, Paula. We're gonna go to the Lam and have fun, and you can't come because you have cooties.
I will see you on the flip of the sunny side, friends!
Paula? How'd you get here? Just talk about how you can't teleport.
I'm in the teleportation exchange program.
Can't we exchange you for something else?
How about delicious pot roast?
Oh, you all know that I'm irreplaceable.
You're about as irreplaceable as my pair of pants, which are very replaceable as I changed them this morning.
Oh, first time in weeks then.
Hey, shut up!
Those are some hot pants.
I got them from some guy named Reed.
I can read the puns! They say hello!
Enough! Could you like shut up? We've got the carrot key. What are we supposed to do with this?
Well, I mean, it could have something to do with those giant rabbit statues over there.
Let's see here. Where does the key go?
You must put the key in the rabbit's orifice!
You mean, like put the key into the,
the mouth, Ness.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, that was easy.
So how long have those rabbits been here, Pooh?
Ever since I was just a wee Pooh!
Baby Pooh, huh? That sounds pretty nasty.
Baby Pooh? Oh, that sounds so cute!
Yeah, unlike you.
Do you want some ice for that, Bern?
Let's stop discussing the frozen water, friends! Let's go into the cave!
Whoa, what are these things?
They look like disembodied snake humans with flutes. I think they're from Taiwan.
Ew! These look gross. Let's get out of here.
I never thought I'd be able to see the legendary Tengus! We'll be blessed by their amazing musical abilities!
Wow, what was that?
It was the most amazing thing I have ever heard! Next to the Animatrix, I mean.
No, Chantal wasn't really even that great. I mean, he had like that one big title and then that's it. I'd kiss him, give him the chance though, he's pretty hot.
Whoa, those are some huge ugly lips.
Excuse me, Ness?
No, I'm serious, turn around!
Those lips are pretty big.
Oh no! It can't be! The horrific kiss of death!
Ah, you said it. I'd rather kiss Paula.
Ness, shut up! Peace, I freeze gamma!
Oh, my lips are chapped. My lips just broke apart. I'm dead.
I've been saved from utter destruction at the hands of lips once again!
Man, why can't I learn PSI Freeze?
Just shut up and be happy with Smash Brothers, Ness.
Lucas sucks. Anyway, I think I see the boss up there.
Wow, those guys look pretty odd, am I right? Cue the music. Oh man, that was so well placed. Does no one get it? Forget it.
You finally got here. It's been too long, you losers.
We're always so mean to our guests. Why are you so mean to them all the time?
Fine. This is the sixth your sanctuary location, but it's mine now.
Don't you mean ours? Weren't we in this together? You're always taking all the fame!
Shut up! If you want this stupid sanctuary, then take it from me!
What is this location?
It's just a cloud.
It's pink?
Oh, how nice. It'd match my dress if it wasn't brown. I hate you, Ness.
Guys, shouldn't we just fight these dudes?
Actually, I was planning to drink tea with them, followed by having people argue discussions on Eagleland.
Enough of this!
Oh, get that fry pan, Paula.
What? Girls gotta be herself, you know. Now this bad boy is going down.
Paula, I wouldn't do that if I were you.
That was the most beautiful explosion I've ever seen in the history of my life!
Oh, you do realize that Paula died.
Haha, awesome! Let's go do something manly now, like cook steak or watch NASCAR.
Or we could just go get the sanctuary location. Smelled the color of a beautiful baby puppy driving a tractor. Ness's soundstone recorded the melody of the pink cloud.
Well, I guess I got lucky enough to stay alive for the Lynx Sanctuary, but I guess I was just too ambitious to live for two in a row.
Yeah, you want too much from life.
Hey, at least I look on the bright side of life.
I'm a very positive person. Look how happy I am.
I don't know, Jeff. You always look so dreary.
Would you like me to do a dance for you?
Do you people realize we're walking on a cloud? That's like... not safe at all.
Yeah, we should probably go.
This has been quite a fun trip. Clouds can be fun and inspiring.
What are you inspired to do, Pill?
I'm inspired to sing!
Somewhere over the rainbow.
And so the cloud was conquered. There are only two sanctuaries left, but still plenty to do. So come back next week and catch the next exciting episode of Farmers of Orange.
Hey, Ness.
What is it, Paula?
You know, back in the cave, you said something about kissing me. Did you want to kiss me?
No. No, I don't. Honestly, I would rather run through a forest full of landmines while hunters shot at me with rifles and thousands of angry squirrels gnawed at my head and tore my flesh straight
from
my bones.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought.
No! Gosh! What'd I say?